أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب بقيعة يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه والله سريع الحساب. أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. ألم تر أن الله يسبح له من في السماوات والأرض والطير صافات كل قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه والله عليم بما يفعلون. ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله المصير. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله وفضل الكرم فالله سبحانه وتعالى. We commence or we continue our tafsir of Surah An-Nur. And today inshallah we discuss the disbelievers, the a'mal, the deeds of the disbelievers. So far the righteous believers were described, whose chests were niches for the nur of hidayat, and they readily accepted this nur. Allah Ta'ala praised them. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِي مِصْبَاحٍ. We discussed that in detail. Now Allah talks about, after He has mentioned hidayat for whosoever He wishes to give and bless from amongst His servants, and Allah had spoken about the different places of this, or the places of this hidayah, that is the masajid, which we discussed in detail last week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given examples. Allah explained the condition of the believer and the success, the prosperity of the believer, the success the believer enjoys. Now Allah talks about the condition of the disbeliever and the loss of a disbeliever. And for this Allah Rabbul Izzat has given two examples. For the disbelievers. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ. And those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَعْمَالُهُمْ, their actions are كَسَرَاب. ك in Arabic means like. سَرَاب is a mirage. A person who is traveling on a road, it's a very hot day, and on the road, on the surface of the road from a distance, it seems as though there is some water on the road. But as he comes closer and closer and closer, he sees that the water disappears. This is a mirage. Deeds are like a mirage in a desert plain. Kasarab, biqi'atin, biqi'a, qi'a is a desert, an open plain. Yahsabu dham'anu ma'a, where a thirsty person would deem that to be water. So this is the example Allah Rabbul Izzat has given. He has given two examples of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or Allah explains, that there are two types of disbelievers. And therefore He has given us two examples. But one category is of that disbelievers who believe in a doomsday, they believe in a hereafter, and they have faith that some of the good actions, according to their own understanding, they will be rewarded for it in the hereafter. So there are some type of disbelievers who may believe in a hereafter or some type of reward in a hereafter. So they believe that the actions that they are doing here, they will be rewarded for it in a hereafter, which in their understanding, what the type of hereafter that they have. But there's a second category of disbelievers, and that is the category of the atheists. who do not believe in the hereafter and the doomsday at all. They don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. The first category of the disbelievers may believe in some type of God, and they do have some type of hope of some reward in their actions which they deem to be very good. But the second category of deeds is that of atheists, infidels. So let's analyze the first example. The first example, the first category is that of a mirage, which is nothing but just an illusion. The person is traveling and from a distance he sees. So it seems as though on this level plane the road is shining, or the sand in the desert is shining. It creates an illusion of water from a distance. So as a thirsty person, he gets very happy, he gets excited, he anticipates that he is going to receive some water, he's going to attain some water. So he's traveling and he's going closer and closer, but as he's moving closer, at the spot which he thought that there was water, when it comes, this illusion that was there, it disappears, leaving this thirsty person completely exhausted and leaving him attaining nothing. He gets no water, he doesn't get a single drop of water, and of course resulting in his death. He dies of thirst. Similarly, respected mothers and elders, a disbeliever's deeds are like a mirage, which he considers is going to bring him some benefit, some blessing, but in actual fact they are nothing but an illusion. It's a mirage. And just like the thirsty person who discovered his illusion when it was too late and that led to his death, in the same way the disbelievers will find out their folly, they will find out their mistake, their blunder in the hereafter, when it will be of no avail. So this is the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given of the first category of disbelievers. And the second category of the atheists, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another example. So let's just first read, give the translation of the first example, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and for those who disbelieve, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ, their deeds, كَسَرَابٍ, are like a mirage, بِقِيعَةٍ, in a plain, in an open field, in a desert, يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً, when a thirsty person, in Arabic the word ظَمْآن means a thirsty person, يَحْسَبُهُ, he thinks, he believes it to be مَاءً, water, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ, until when he comes to this spot where he thought it to be water, لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا, he finds it to be nothing but an illusion. He finds nothing. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, exactly like that is that person who is a disbeliever, who has done some actions in this world, and he thinks he'll be given some reward in the hereafter. When he goes, when he finds nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will pay him in full his account for all his disbelief and all the evil that he did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then punish him. Wallahu sari'ul hisab. And Allah is swift in reckoning. So Allah will take an account of his deeds. And this person who was disillusioned, he thought it was something that he is going to benefit from. But to his utter dismay, he finds that he is in total ruin, destruction, perdition, loss. The second example, or كَظُلُمَاتٍ, like layers of darkness, فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّي, in a vast deep sea, بَحْرٌ مِنْ سِي, لُجِّي, deep, يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ, which is covered by a wave above. So it's a dark layers of darkness, and in the deep ocean, and there are مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ, there are waves, wave above the person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ, sahab, above which, so there's a, Allah says, Their deeds are like layers of darkness in a vast deep sea, overwhelmed or covered by a wave, above which there is another wave, so wave upon a wave, above which there are clouds. So above these two layers of waves, there are thick clouds. Allah says, Zulumatun. Let us imagine and picture this. Layers of darkness. Layers of darkness. بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضُ. One above the other. Specks of darknesses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this darkness. It is so dark, so dark. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. That this person, when he has to put his hand out, لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا, he will hardly even see his own hand. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give light to any person, then he cannot have any light whatsoever. So this is the second category, that of the disbelievers, which are atheists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of them, a deep ocean, completely dark. It is dark because of its depth. It is dark, then covered by a big wave, and then covered by another wave, and then a very huge and dark cloud above that. In short, there is darkness over darkness to such an extent that the person, if he had to remove his hand, he will not be able to see his own hand. So like this is the example of these atheists who deny the coming of Qiyamah. They deny the existence of Allah. They deny the existence of a day of reckoning and hereafter. They are devoid of this batini nur, the nur of hidayat, the nur that Allah Ta'ala spoke about, Allahu nur as-samawati wal-ard. The first category of disbelievers, they had some type of belief in hereafter, and therefore their example is not so heavy as these people who are atheists, where Allah talks about complete darknesses upon darknesses, layers of darkness. So although they also, the first category, did not possess that useful nur of hidayat, of guidance, but they had some illusion that they were under, that they had done some good deeds in which they thought will help them in the hereafter. But this category of atheists, they did not deem it necessary to work at all for the hereafter. They just rejected Allah. They just believed in Allah. It was a fairy tale for them. It was not a reality, a haqq, a truth, a fact that Qiyamah exists, and since, and they had no belief in Qiyamah. So they will be left with darknesses, complete darknesses. May Allah Ta'ala save us. And therefore Allah says, whomsoever Allah does not bless with this nur, there can be no light for him. So everything, Qatada rahmatullahi alayhi, Mufassir, he used to say, a disbeliever, he is covered with such darknesses. فَكَلَامُهُ ظُلْمَةً. His speech is darkness. وَعَمَلُهُ ظُلْمَةً. His action becomes darkness. وَمَدْخَلُهُ ظُلْمَةً. وَمَخْرَجُهُ ظُلْمَةً. His entry, his exit is darkness. وَمَصِيرُهُ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَى النَّارِ. And what would be his final place of return on the day of Qiyamah? Nar, fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah give us hidayat. May Allah bless us with this nur that Allah talks about in Surah An-Nur. We are weak, but we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person whom Allah guides towards Iman, Allah enlightens his heart with the nur of Islam, with the nur of Iman, then inshallah he will be guided forever. Allah protect us from just being in an illusion of a mirage like this disbeliever has. Allah protect us from being in layers upon layers of darkness. May Allah give us what we call, which Quran said, Nurun ala nur, light upon light, that Allah Ta'ala had mentioned. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in such a beautiful manner, now I don't have the time, and of course we're not addressing only students who are studying Arabic, but those who have studied Balagha, and eloquence of the Quran. It's amazing, amazing the words that Allah has used and how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has explained this parable and the examples of the two categories of disbelievers. There were some ulama of science who heard this verse being recited. أو كظلمات في بحر اللجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب. This whole description of lays upon darkness and a person is in the most deepest part of the ocean and is covered with not one wave and wave above a wave and above the wave there is a cloud, dark cloud. So the person questioned the Muslims. هل ركب محمد البحر؟ Did your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did he travel by sea? فَقَالُوا لَا. They said no. He was in a desert, not a camel. So this person, this professor, or this scientist, he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. I bear witness that he is definitely the messenger of Allah. So the Muslims were amazed. قَالُوا وَكِفَ عَرَفْتَ. How you know that? What makes you say that? فَقَالَ إِنَّ هَذَا الْوَصْفَ لِلْبَحْرِ لَا يَعْرِفُهُ إِلَّا مَنْ عَاشَ عُمُرَهُ فِي الْبِحَارِ. This description of layers upon layers of darkness in the deepest part of the ocean, etc., what has been mentioned, to give such a description can only be from such a person who spends his life at sea. And a person who has spent his life in the sea, in the ocean all the time, sailing in the ships, he goes through these difficult conditions and he can aptly describe the horrifying moments when a person is trapped at sea and with layers upon layers of darknesses. It's a dark night deep in the sea and there's waves upon waves lashing on the ship and above them a dark cloud. For a person who is riding a camel in the desert, it's not possible for him to give such an apt description of one who is caught by a storm in the sea. So if this person, if he who does not know anything about the sea and the conditions of that prevail for sailors and those who travel by sea when they are caught with a storm, then it shows that this word has to be the word of Allah. It cannot be his own words. And therefore I embrace Islam. Subhanallah. Imagine you and I who read the Quran but we fail to reflect on the words. And these people when they heard one or two verses, Allah Ta'ala blessed them with hidayat. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Allah gives us the nur, the anwar, as we say, the effulgence, the lights of the heart of the believers, and Allah discusses the darknesses of the heart of the disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then follows verses here now. Allah brings verses to show proofs of His oneness. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? ألم تر أن الله يسبح له من في السماوات والأرض والطير صافات. ألم تر, did you not see, did you not realize أن الله يسبح له من في السماوات والأرض, that everything in the heaven, all those in the heavens and in the earth, they proclaim the purity of Allah, they make the tasbih of Allah, they glorify Allah. Also والطير صافات, and the birds with their wings spread out. So all these things, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullun, Allah says, everyone, every creature, قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ. He knows, or it knows, its way of praying and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well what they do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his Qudrat, that he has created the heaven, the earth, and everything in the heavens and the earth, and all those creatures that are in the heavens, that are in the earth, that are in between them, like the birds, وَطَيْرُ صَافَّاتٍ, that has spread their wings, they all are busy in the glorification, in the sanctification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sufyan rahmatullahi alayhi, when he said the meaning of tasbih, كُلُّمْ قَدْ قَلِمَ صَلَاتُهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ, he said that every, that Allah that has created everything in the universe, like the earth, heaven, sun, moon, stars, water, fire, etc., they have got a purpose. And they all are performing that task all the time, the task that they have been deputed with. And no creature refuses to perform that assigned job and task. Whatever task Allah has given them, they fulfill that task. They show the obedience, the submission to Allah. So he says here, tasbih here refers to the action, the task that they have been entrusted with. Others say tasbih here means a special type of tasbih that they keep themselves engaged with. You and I cannot understand the tasbih of the birds. You and I cannot understand the glorification of the trees and the plants and the flowers. But everything which has got its shape, it has got its form, it has got hidayah, guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything and Allah has given guidance to everything. And each creation of Allah in their own way, which Allah knows best and only Allah understands, they tasbih, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ, and to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and to Him is the final return. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ. Allah continues about His wahdaniyat, His oneness, His qudrat, and He says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا, do you not realize that Allah drives the clouds? The word yuzji means to drive. Allah drives the clouds. ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins them together. ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا, then Allah ta'ala turns them into a heap, into layers. فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ, then you see rain. وَدْقٌ means rain. Then you see rain coming from amidst the clouds, from between the clouds. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالٍ فِيهَا مِنْ بَرَدٍ فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمَّنْ يَشَاءُ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. And Allah sends down from the sky, Allah sends down from the sky mountains of clouds having hail in them. Barad means hail, hailstones. And then He afflicts with these hailstones whomsoever He wills to afflict, and He turns it away from whomsoever He wills to move it from. يَكَادُ سَنَا بَرْقِهِ يَذْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the flash of its lightning, it is almost going to snatch away the eyes. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ, Allah has the power. Allah alternates the night and the day. Allah is the one who controls and drives the clouds. Allah is the one who sends down rain. And Allah sends down hail. And Allah can destroy the plantation and the crops of whomsoever He wishes. And Allah is the one who can push away this hail and push away the rain and save the crops of whomsoever He wishes. And Allah can send that amount of rain that will benefit the person's crops and farm. And Allah can send down so much of rain that can destroy. So this can be khair and shar. Everything is in the hands of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete tasarruf. He has complete control over the night and the day. Allah has got complete control over the darkness and the light. Allah has got complete control in the summer and the winter, and the autumn and the spring. Allah has got complete control of the winds. Allah has got complete control of the temperature, whether it's going to be hot or it's going to be cold. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبَرَةَ لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Oh, in all these things, there are clear proofs, there are lessons, this admonishment for all those who have sight of the heart. لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ, those who are intelligent, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with this nur, this batini nur, this inner nur, the nur not of the eyes, which a person is able to see. We're talking about now not the physical sight, we're talking about the spiritual sight. The spiritual sight. Because there are many scientists and professors in this world. There are many people who have studied science and geography, and they've studied the entire world and the nature of world, yet they fail to believe in one Allah. Why? Because they don't have this nur in their heart. They have zulma in their heart. They have darkness in their heart. So Allah said, لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ, for those who can see, see with the eyes of the heart. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّمَّا فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعٍ. And Allah Ta'ala has created every moving creature from water. Some commentators, Imam Razi Rahmatullahi said, that all the creatures that have been created from water, it is only Allah who has created them. And others have said that Allah has created every creature from water. In other words, the very beginning was water, and from them Allah Ta'ala then created like jinn from fire, and human beings from sand, and different animals, and different creatures then Allah Ta'ala created. But origin was water. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطَلِي. There are those creatures who move on their bellies. There are those that move on their two legs. And some that move on their fours. So we see there are those who move on their bellies, on their stomachs, like snakes. There are those that move with their two legs, insan. We have birds. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعِ. We have animals that use their fours, cattle, the cows, etc. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates whatever He wishes. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Verily Allah has all power over everything. So everything He has created, He has knowledge of everything. And everything that Allah has created shows His kamal, His perfection. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ. Allah says, we have certainly sent down clear signs, clear verses for us to ponder and reflect. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides to the straight path the person who He wishes to guide. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides from His creation people towards the straight path, towards Islam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses, after discussing His, the dala'il, the proofs of His wahdaniyat, His oneness, Allah warns the munafiqeen. And Allah talks to us about the nifaq, the hypocrisy. What do they say? وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا. The munafiqeen, they say, we believe in Allah, we believe in His Rasul, and we obey Allah and His Rasul. This is what they used to claim. This is what they say. That we believe in Allah, we believe in the Messenger, and we obey them. ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ. And then a group from them goes back after all this. They turn away from accepting the command of Allah, the decision of Allah, the decision of Rasulullah SAW. وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says these people are only claiming to have iman. They are only claiming to be obedient. In reality, they are not believers. Hasan Basri rahmatullah used to say that this ayat came down regarding the munafiqeen who would outwardly display iman in Islam, but internally they rejected Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ. And when they are called, when they are called towards Allah and His Rasul, صلى الله عليه وسلم, to decide between them regarding any matter. So that Rasulullah could judge between them. What happens? إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Then you find in no time a group of them turns away. They turn averse. They move away. وَإِن يَكُنْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ. But if, and why do they turn away? Because they know that they are going to lose the case, because they know they are on the wrong. Had they known that they were on the right, if they knew they were on the right, then immediately they will come very, very obediently to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they know the decision will be made in their favor. So, وَإِن يَكُنْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ. Allah says, أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Do they have sickness in their hearts? Is there malady in their hearts? أَمِرْتَابُوا. Or are they doubting? They have doubt. They did not believe in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do they have this nifaq, this hypocrisy? أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَن يَحْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. What do they fear? That Allah and His Messenger will do injustice to them? أَيَّحِيفَ اللَّهُ. To do injustice to make zulam. So this question in fact is actually ascertaining the reality that they have spiritually sick hearts. They have in their hearts shak, doubt and nifaq. And yes, they are afraid that the decision will be given against them. Mufassirin explain. They say there was a hypocrite by the name of Bishr. He had some dispute and some enmity with a Jew over a piece of land. The Jew suggested to him, let's take the dispute before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let him decide. Because the Jew knew that Rasulullah would give a fair and correct decision. But Bishr, who was a hypocrite, he knew well that he was in the wrong. And this dispute is taken to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then definitely Rasulullah will decide against him and it will be given to the rightful person, that is the Jew. So he refused. No, we're not going to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We rather take it to another Jew by the name of Ka'ab bin Ashraf. Let's go there. On this point, these verses were revealed, which I discussed now. أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Is there any malady in their hearts? Or are they, do they have doubt and nifaq in their hearts, hypocrisy? Or do they fear that Allah and Rasulullah will make it be unjust to them? بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah says, in reality, these are the people who are oppressors. They are the ones who are wrong. They are the ones who are rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are al-zalimun. They are true oppressors. They are genuine oppressors. And they have showed the enmity and how they turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command and Rasulullah s.a.w.'s decision. إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the saying of a believer and the response of believer of the believers are what? That when they are called towards Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to decide amongst them in any matter, what do they say? أَيَّقُلْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That we obey. We hear and we obey. We obey. We listen and obey. Allah says such people are successful. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the successful ones. And on top, the munafiqeen, Allah says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. So here Allah Ta'ala talks about the believers, those who are successful. Why? They obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Those who obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ, and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding their past, وَيَتَّقِي, and they have taqwa and fear for the future. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Then such people are successful. Now these are the four conditions for success and victory. Four conditions for success and victory. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. That person who obeys Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the obedience to Allah, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ is the third point. That they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding their past. They make sincere tawbah. They are remorseful. They have the nadamah, they regret. وَيَتَّقِي and they observe taqwa. They have taqwa regarding their future. They are very careful now how they lead their life, how they continue their life. They realize in the past they did wrong. They are not going to repeat those blunders and mistakes. Now they are very careful, like a person going through a thorny jungle. How the person is very careful that the thorns will not catch onto the person's garment. So the person lifts up his trousers or his jubba. Or she lifts up her cloak slightly so that the thorns may not catch onto her garment. Person goes through this jungle, this very thorny forest, with great care and caution. So now the person is watchful. He and she, they are vigilant of nafs and shaitan. They do not want to get trapped again. Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. These are the ones who are truly successful. They're faiz. They have gained deliverance from Jahannam. They have earned a place in Jannah. There was a person who came to Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. He was a Roman villager. And one day Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala comes out of the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sees this person standing behind him, and this person suddenly says, "Anna ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." Sayyidina Umar says, "Why are you saying it now? Why are you reading this? What has happened?" He said, "Listen, I have accepted Islam for Allah's sake. I have read the Torah, Injil, Zabur, a number of books of the messenger, of the past messengers." He says, "But I recently heard a verse of the Holy Quran recited by a Muslim prisoner. And when I heard it, I realized that in such a small verse, in such a short verse, the verse that we have just done now, in such a short verse, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ." Verse number 52, Surah An-Nur. Such a short verse. Whoever obeys Allah and his Rasul, and he is fearful of Allah Ta'ala. Of course, I mentioned Mufassirin say of the past, and وَيَتَّقِي, they have taqwa, or they have khashiyat, and they have taqwa, they fear Allah, and they have piety. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. They are successful. You see, such a short verse. This has given a gist and summary of all the other books, all other scripts. All those older books and scripts of the past, the scriptures of the past, have been condensed in just this short verse. And then he mentioned the meaning of this verse. Or it is, ulama have said that that person, may yuti'i Allah, that person who obeys Allah. These are the huquq of Allah, the obligations towards Allah. Wa rasulah refers to obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marif al-Quran has mentioned, it refers to the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's traditions, his ahadith, his sunnah, his way of life. Wa yakhsha Allah, this alludes to the past life of the person. And wa yattaqi, it refers to the remaining life of this person. He is now careful, he is watchful, he has taqwa. When someone acts upon these four verses, then he is amongst those people who are victorious, who are triumphant, who are successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this taqwa. May Allah bless us with this kamiyabi. May Allah make us amongst the faizun. May Allah give us these four qualities of success. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.